And now this is a dictation for Joanna, J-O-A-N-A, Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y, December 2645, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Humphrey with chronic kidney disease. Last visit in December. She couldn't come in person because of present weather condition. We did telemedicine. She was admitted to the hospital in February for colitis, treated with antibiotics, no surgery, no obstruction, no perforation, no bleeding. There was also urinary retention that resolved, does not require catheterizations, that has, however, frequency nocturnal incontinence, presently no cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, remains on oxygen 2 liters for COPD emphysema, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, uses inhalers, no CPAP machine, sun dry mouth, she drinks a lot of liquids, review system otherwise negative. In the recent admission, back in December, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis, this is with contrast. Kidneys do not show obstruction. There is some degree of cortical scarring, some fatty infiltration of the liver, as well as extensive vascular calcifications. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the metoprolol, losartan, as blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph, at home, weight 123. Blood pressure apparently running high, but not consistently. She's able to speak in full sentences, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February. Anemia around 10 to 11. Creatinine 1.16, representing a GFR around 48, stage 3. Minor low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate, low albumin, normal calcium. Minor increase of AST. Normal phosphorus. Minor increase of PTH at 74. There was an echo with normal ejection fraction 63%, very severe pulmonary hypertension, moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable, no progression, no dialysis. Bilateral small kidneys. Doppler, no evidence for renal artery stenosis. Blood pressure at home, predominant systolic of the elderly. Underlying COPD, respiratory failure, emphysema on oxygen, secondary pulmonary hypertension, and tricuspid valve abnormalities, but presently no major volume overload or edema. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. High bicarbonate represents respiratory failure. Other chemistries are stable. She's already in maximal dose of losartan. She needs to stop smoking altogether. She will keep me posted with blood pressure numbers at home. Plan to see her back on the next 6 months, early as needed.